This is Joe Castellano. The SportsVirus.com podcasts are expanding outside of the Bay Area. Now we proudly present the Seattle Mariners Grand Salami Podcast, featuring John Wells, the founder and publisher of Grand Salami Magazine, and other guests to talk Seattle Mariners baseball. And John Wells is with us to talk about the Mariners right here at the end of the All-Star break as the Mariners get ready to take on the Yankees in New York. Kind of a tough schedule to start out the second half for a team that had a tough first half, John. I mean, how does this team turn it around?
Well, I'm not sure they're going to be able to. I like to be optimistic, but, this team seems like they can't get out of their own way. They've had several guys struggling all season. Just when one or two of them seems to come around, and you know, somebody else goes down, or they haven't won more than two games in a row in about 6 weeks. And where they sit, 7 games under .500, they need to make up some ground and get back to .500 before they can seriously think about contending for either the wild card or the AL West.
Well, I read this quote from the manager, Lloyd McLennan, talking about how you try to stay positive and encourage your club, but maybe it takes prodding from a different nature. I don't know exactly what he means by that. How do you read into that?
It's hard to read into it any other way than, we're going to start trading guys away or sending guys to the minors or shaking things up. It's interesting that he used those words, but the team can only do what they can do. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to make any drastic moves trading, any of their core players, to make an example out of any of them. Who would could take Cano's contract at this point after the first half he had?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you look at it, you have positives that you can look at, like Felix Hernandez being an all-star, typical King Felix, really, in the first half. You have Nelson Cruz. He was a great pickup, all-star. But a lot of people just keep pointing to Robinson Cano, that he needs to pick it up. I mean, it's not as simple as one guy, but if he does, doesn't that kind of turn a lot of things around?
Well, of course, absolutely. He actually has started to pick it up, He hit .327 and slugged over .500 in the first half of July, which is obviously way better than he'd been performing till that date. He started to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's got 6 home runs where it was only a couple weeks ago he only had 2, and you can see him getting it together. Problem is he has been as bad as he's been, and it has put them in a big hole. So, they can't just, go into like a 9-game stretch and say, yeah, we go 5-4. They need to start picking up some ground. They need to have a 5 or 6-game winning streak. And I'm based on what they've done so far, I'm not sure they're capable.
Well, yeah, their offense has really been terrible when you look at being 14th. In the American League and runs scored. I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games, although, with the pitching the way it is right now, it's getting stronger. I mean, not only King Felix, but this rookie Mike Montgomery has been great. And then with Hisashi Iwakuma coming back, James Paxton, and Iwakuma was really good right before the All-Star break with the start he had. I guess you look at that, that could be promising. At least you're going to stay in games with the pitching, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, they started to score a little more runs, but what happens is they'll score 5 or 6 runs and win a game, and then the next night they get shut out. The offense, as improved as it's, been the last couple of weeks, they're still taking nights off, and they're still getting shut down by, sometimes good pitchers, sometimes mediocre pitchers.
What about the bullpen? Last year that was a major strength. This year it's been in a state of flux. I mean, Fernando Rodney was the closer, lost that job temporarily. Carson Smith, a rookie, closing out games. There are some guys that are in there that are doing a good job, but do you see that maybe changing around in the second half?
Well, I mean, they really have struggled. Last year they had 8 guys all having career years. None of them had an ERA over .275. And 7 of those guys threw 95 or harder, so they were weapons out of that pen. And when they were had a lead after six innings, they didn't lose very many games. You know, they locked it down with that strong bullpen. And this year, you know, right from the beginning, you know, Rodney was struggling, but not only him, but Danny Farquhar was really bad. And, you know, he's been sent down a couple of times, and they keep bringing him back up, and he struggles, and they send him back down. I mean, they sent him down on the last day of the first half, you know, because they wanted him to go back to AAA and still get some work, even though they didn't make a corresponding move to bring somebody up because they didn't need to. They're not playing any games for 5 days. You know, and then there's a couple of other guys that were really great in the bullpen last year that struggled this year, and they traded them away. Dominic Leone went to Arizona in the Mark Trumbo deal, and Yorbis Medina went to the Chicago Cubs in the deal that brought in catcher Wellington Castillo, who lasted about 2 weeks and was part of that Trumbo deal.
Do you think that they become sellers if they don't play great at the beginning of this road trip? I mean, another 2 weeks here before the trade deadline.
I think they would have to really, really tank in the next couple of weeks for that to happen. They've got too much invested in this season, and with the second wild card, you know teams are just close, you know, and think they can make a run, and you know, you look at last year, the Royals and the Giants both were wild cards, and they faced off in the World Series. You know, so, you know, with Seattle's pitching, if they somehow could get back in contention and grab that second wild card, you know, you never know what can happen.
You know, what might be a key is Taiwan Walker. I mean, he's a guy we've been talking about all year. He was so great in spring training, started off the year not so great, but then he had a nice little run there. I think he went around five starts in a row, but then he tailed off at the end of the first half, right before the All-Star break. He had a tough start against the Angels. So what is it with him? How can he find his consistency?
Well, I mean, you know, he had a nice run there. I chalk up that Angels start to, you know, bad luck. There was some bad fielding behind him. You know, the first inning, Cano let a double play grounder go right through his legs, and a run scored as a result of that. I think Taiwan will be okay. I think he's really turned a corner. He's not walking anybody. I mean, he went through a stretch where, you know, like, you know, six starts where he had 59 strikeouts and three walks. And, I mean, that's just a, you know, total key to success. You know, he's getting ahead in the counts. He's, using his fastball, and he's doing a better job of pitch selection. I think Taiwan will be okay. He's, I think he'll be one of their best players in the second half.
Yeah, he has the potential to be dominating. He's averaging about a strikeout per inning so far, so you know, he's been pretty good. So who do you want to trade for? I mean, I guess it's pretty tough. There are a lot of teams that are looking to add, you know, one bat in there, and so the Mariners will be kind of grouped in with a lot of other teams that are looking at somebody, you know, whoever's out there. It's hard to get hitting these days.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that they have any money left. You know, they took on over $3 million in that Trumbo deal, and you know, there've been reports that has them tapped out. That, you know, that's a significant addition midseason. You know, over $3 million, and you know, it's hard to see them adding payroll at the deadline unless they make a move and win a few games and, you know, get a little closer where the management can think, like, you know, yeah, this move makes sense. And at the same time, if they become sellers, they don't really have a ton to sell. You know, they have Jay Happ, who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. They have Iwakuma, who also will be a free agent at the end of the year. You know, but he, in order for him to have the, you know, any significant value, he needs to have a couple more starts like that last start against the Angels. And, you know, then they have Trumbo. You know, I've said all along from the moment they acquired Trumbo, you know, hey, if this move doesn't help them get back in it, they may just flip him, you know, a few weeks from now.
And he played better after a slow start, right?
He's been better, but he's not. He had a nice nice homestand. He had a nice batting average. But it was almost all singles. He's been with the team about 6 weeks, and he's hit two home runs.
Yeah, he's got to do better than that. He's a power guy. as we finish up here, I'm sure you watched the All-Star game, and you know, a part of it was just this voting for the franchise four for all the teams, and there's been a lot of discussion with some teams. I mean, I looked at the Mets, and I saw that Doc Gooden wasn't on there, and David Wright was, and you know, something like that. David Wright's a great player, but I don't know if he's ahead of Dwight Gooden. So it's easy to have arguments, but what about with the Mariners? You know, Junior Griffey, Edgar Martinez, Ichiro, Felix Hernandez. On the surface, I can't have an argument with that at all. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was fine. You know, I mean, and part of these franchise fours are gonna be based on, you know, popularity. You know, just as much as performance while they played for the team. I mean, you know, Randy Johnson, you know, may well have deserved to be in there over one of those guys, but just in terms of popularity, he's not going to beat out Edgar. He's not going to beat out Ichiro. Those guys are so much more popular, and the way he left town, you know, it probably was an impossibility that he'd be in that franchise four. And, you know, then I heard other people say, well, you know, I can't vote for Randy Johnson for the Mariners franchise four because he's in another team's franchise four.
Right.
He's in the Diamondbacks franchise four.
Right. Yeah, so that would make it tough. And by the way, just mentioning Edgar Martinez, he's got his hands full as the hitting coach because he came in the middle of the year. What do you think about the job he's done so far? It's kind of too early to analyze it, isn't it?
You can say that. I mean, at the time the team, you know, indicated the move was about the young players, and you know like Mike Zunino, who's been struggling badly all season, and also Brad Miller, but I believe that move was motivated by bringing in a guy that Robinson Cano could respect, and that a guy that might be able to spot a mechanical flaw in his swing, or you know, just help Cano get back to being Cano. I mean, you could talk about, you know, helping these young kids get better, but what's more important than improving the team's investment in this guy that they owe over $200 million to for the next 8 years? I mean, that's a franchise killer if Robinson Cano doesn't get his groove back.
Yeah, and he seemed to get it back, as you were talking about him earlier. I mean, he was down at like 230-something for a while. Now he's in the 250s, so, I mean, he's starting to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, the signs are encouraging. You know, you'd like to think that this can continue, and, you know, he can, you know, by the end of the season, the numbers could be, you know, pretty respectable, you know, say 280 with, you know, 15 home runs and 75, 80 RBIs. You know, not $25 million, you know, numbers, but you know, respectable numbers. You know, within spitting distance of what he's done in his career.
All right, well, John, it's certainly a sense of urgency for the Mariners here right after the All-Star break. No doubt about that. Thanks a lot, and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Absolutely, thanks, Joe.
That's John Wells, the founder and publisher of Grand Salami Magazine. We'll have John and other guests throughout the season to talk Mariners baseball. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to the Grand Salami Seattle Mariners podcast on thesportsvirus.com.